Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, December 29th, 2017. Welcome to day 344. First up, Donald Trump says the Russia investigation makes the U.S. look very bad and says that it puts the country in a very bad position. The comment came during an impromptu 30-minute interview with the New York Times at Trump's golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida. During the interview, Donald Trump insisted 16 times that there has been no collusion discovered by Robert Mueller's investigation. You can find additional quotes from the interview on the main website. Next up, the Associated Press is reporting that Russia said the worsening relationship with the U.S. is a major disappointment. A Putin spokesperson told reporters that Russia still wants improved relations with the U.S., but they have to be based on a, quote, mutual trust and mutual respect, and that, quote, it takes two to tango, end quote. Next up, Donald Trump tweeted that the U.S. could use some, quote, good old global warming right now, while most of the Northeast is experiencing record-breaking cold weather. For those who don't know, weather and climate change are two separate things. Weather is the short-term atmospheric conditions, while climate change is how the atmosphere acts over long periods of time. Next up, the Washington Blade and Newsweek say Trump fired the remaining 16 members of his HIV/AIDS Advisory Council. Members received a FedEx letter informing them that they were fired, but there was no explanation or reason given. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. First up, Donald Trump accused China of being caught red-handed for allowing oil in North Korea after U.S. spy satellites detected Chinese ships transferring oil to North Korean vessels about 30 times since October. Number two, the Trump administration rolled back offshore drilling rules put in place after the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster. The rule change will save operators $288 million over the next 10 years. And three, Romanian hackers took over two-thirds of Washington, D.C.'s outdoor surveillance cameras a week before Trump's inauguration. 123 of the D.C. Police Department's 187 outdoor surveillance cameras were hacked, leaving them unable to record for several days. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas. And that's it. This is the last episode of 2017. Matt and I would just like to extend a special thank you to everyone who has read, subscribed, listened, and especially donated. It's been one hell of a year, and we're not done yet. We'll be starting things up again on January 2nd, 2018. Leave us a comment on the message boards and let us know what you want to see from What the F*** Just Happened Today in 2018. The news isn't going to get any less crazy, and we will still be here to cover it, but we want to make sure we're doing that in a way that provides value to you and doesn't just add to the noise. So again, send me an email at joe@whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com or leave a message for me at talk.whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com and let me know what you'd like to see from us in the new year. Thanks a lot, and see you next year.